91X News.
It's minus 6 with light snow at noon. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Cody Starr. Bare Naked Ladies frontman Ed Robertson says he was stunned to learn that his band is being added to the Canadian Music Hall of Fame at the Juno Awards this year. He just hopes nobody thinks that means it's the end. Robertson says he feels his band, known for hits like One Week and If I Had $1 Million, is putting on the best shows of their career right now.
As much as an award like this makes you feel nostalgic and causes you to look back, I think what I'm most excited about for the band is the way we're moving forward. We've got a lot more to say.
Police say there is no threat to the public after two people were found dead inside their home west of Toronto early Wednesday morning. Investigators say they were called to a home in Oakville on a weapons-related incident at about 5 a.m. Halton Regional Police say officers found a man and a woman dead inside the home, who have been identified as Prem Singh, 69, and Jan Singh, 70. Authorities confirm that a shooting occurred at the house and a gun was located inside. Neighbor Laura Caldwell says she noticed a heavy police presence on her street in the morning, and she and her husband were told not to leave their home for about an hour. She described her neighbors as kind and generous people and said they have a daughter who just got married over the summer. A BC Supreme Court judge has struck down a law allowing federal prisons to put inmates into solitary confinement indefinitely, saying it puts prisoners at risk for self-harm and suicide. Terry Theodore has the story.
The BC Civil Liberties Association and the John Howard Society filed a legal challenge saying the practice is cruel and inhumane. Justice Peter Leask's decision says inmates are likely to suffer permanent harm from the confinement. The association's Josh Patterson says it's like staying in a modern-day dungeon.
These are terrible places to be found for 15 minutes. Never mind 15 weeks, 15 months, several years.
The judge suspended his decision for 12 months, giving the federal government time to craft a law that complies with the ruling. Terry Theodore, The Canadian Press, Vancouver.
The family of an 11-year-old Toronto girl whose story of having her hijab cut up in an attack last week turned out to be untrue has issued an apology. Rob Westgate has more.
In a statement reported by several media outlets, the young girl's family says they are sorry for the pain and anger that was caused by the false allegation, and they would like to express sincere apologies to every Canadian. The statement noted that the experience was a painful one for the family, but that they are also thankful for everyone who has shown support. Toronto police began investigating the alleged incident as a hate crime last Friday, but quickly determined the allegations were simply not true. Rob Westgate, The Canadian Press, Toronto.
The University of Guelph says it suspended a professor whose students allege insulted one of their classmates who has severe anxiety. Reagan Devlin, who witnessed the exchange during an anthropology class, says the professor referred to the student's educational assistant as his handler, who needed to control the student. Devlin says that over the course of the interaction, the student told the professor that he has severe anxiety. A video posted to Twitter appears to show a student standing up during the class and confronting the professor about what he said. Devlin says that after that, many students walked out of the class. Work continues in Washington to avoid a partial government shutdown. Tim McGuire tells the story.
Congress continues to struggle to find a way to extend federal spending into the middle of next month before Friday's midnight deadline. Democrats are pushing for that bill to include a way to prevent young immigrants from being deported. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham says President Trump has to get involved.
You said at March 5th, we're going to replace DACA with legislation. The only way that works, Mr. President, is for you to help us and lead us to the right answer.
White House Chief of Staff John Kelly told Fox News the president's views on immigration and the border wall have evolved since he took office, and he has very definitely changed his attitude toward protecting the immigrants. Tim McGuire, Washington.
The two California parents accused of torturing their 13 children, who range in age from 2 to 29, are due in court today for their arraignments. Alex Stone tells us more.
Police are still looking for answers in this case. In fact, a forensic team was at work at the family home here in Riverside County yesterday. They appeared to be looking in the family's garage. The sheriff's department saying they want to make sure all angles are covered as a case is being built against David and Louise Turpin for numerous counts of torture. Alex Stone, ABC News, Riverside County, California.
As recovery efforts continue in mudslide-ravaged areas of California's Santa Barbara County, people used to driving to work are forced to take trains with roads still covered in mud. Meanwhile, people like Bill Dubois are still under evacuation orders and are getting ready to help newly established resource centers in Montecito.
As soon as your street gets cleared and you can come in on your street, then you can go onto your own property and recover your personal stuff and start cleaning up your own place.
A PEI police force is taking a lighthearted approach to a strange and dangerous online trend. An officer with the Kensington Police Force posted a video on its Facebook page describing the dangers of eating laundry detergent pods. In a 7-minute video, Constable Rob Hartland reminds people that a banana and Timbit are safe to eat, but a Tide Pod or Timbit package are not. Hartland says he felt it was best to use some humor.
This way, yes, it's still another adult. It's another authoritative figure telling them what they can and can't do, but it's also laced with enough humor and enough sarcasm that the message is much easier digested.
That's QNET News on 901X to 1207. Sports is next.
My YMCA membership is more than a way for my family to stay fit. After losing my job, the WISE Financial Assistance Program helped us keep our membership so the kids could stay in their rec programs they love. And my wife and I could stick with our exercise routine. To think, when we joined, we thought the YMCA was just a gym. If you become part of the Y family, you won't pay a joining fee or registration. Plus, there's no locked-in contract. So many reasons why you should do it. What will your Y story be? Visit whytheymca.com.
Now in sports. The Toronto Raptors picked up their third win in a row against Detroit with a 96-91 home win over the Pistons. DeMar DeRozan, with 17 points, says Detroit was tough on defense.
They played really aggressive. You gotta give them credit. You know, they was in the right spot at the right time, got their hands on the ball when they needed to. And we gotta do a better job of understanding that, especially playing against a tough playing team like Detroit.
Rickard Rakell and Adam Henrique scored a minute 35 apart to lead Anaheim during its 4-goal second period, and the Ducks went on to beat the visiting Penguins 5-3. Penguin center Sidney Crosby says it's not often they give up 4 goals in a period as they did against the Ducks.
It's happened, but the grade A chances we gave up, I think, are tough ones to rebound from. We did a good job in the third of staying with it and trying to get ourselves back in the game, but you know, obviously that ended up being the difference in the game was a bad second.
The Toronto Raptors and Canadian rap star Drake have announced plans to grow their partnership with a new program called Welcome Toronto. Under the program, Drake and the Raptors will donate $1 million to refurbish local community basketball courts, and another $2 million will be given to Canada Basketball. Drake hopes the initiative will have a meaningful impact on Toronto.
Hopefully create an amazing atmosphere for anyone in that community to come out and either play casual basketball or, you know, potentially breed the next generation of Canadian basketball superstars, which goes to obviously, again, our other donation to $2 million to Canada Basketball.
Last night, the hometown Belleville Sens bested the visiting Syracuse Crunch in a tense 2-1 victory in overtime. In hockey, hockey pioneer Willie O'Ree was honored in Boston last night on the 60th anniversary of the Bruins forward breaking the NHL's color barrier. At a news conference at the TD Garden before the Bruins game against the Canadiens, Mayor Marty Walsh declared today to be Willie O'Ree Day. O'Ree made his debut in 1958 during a 3-0 victory against the Canadiens at the Montreal Forum. Eugenie Bouchard lost her second round match at the Australian Open this morning. Top seed Simone Halep of Romania easily defeated the unseeded Canadian, winning sets 6-2 and 6-2. The PGA's Career Building Challenge begins in La Quinta, California this morning. There are 7 Canadians in the field, including Ben Silverman, Mike Weir, David Heeren, Mac Hughes, Nick Taylor, Adam Haldwin, and Corey Connors. It's a busy night in the NHL, but only 2 Canadian teams are in action. The Toronto Maple Leafs hope to end their 3-game winless slide with a stop in Philadelphia, and the St. Louis Blues continue their tour of Ontario with a game in Ottawa against the Senators. The Wellington Dukes are also in action tonight as they take on the Newmarket Hurricanes, and the Picton Pirates take on the Gananoque Islanders. Both games are at 7:30. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. Now for the weather. Today will be mainly cloudy with a 30% chance of flurries and a high of -3. Tonight will be mainly cloudy with a 40% chance of flurries and a low of -6. At 12:11, it's -6. QNET News on air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and to like us on Facebook. I'm Cody Starr. News on 91X, next at 1.